Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive with us. Today, we're tackling a really tough but super important topic, the process of reporting sexual violence. And specifically, we're going to be focusing on this resource for individuals in Australia. And, you know, we get it. Just even listening to this can bring up a lot of different emotions for people.
Absolutely.
But our goal here really is just to empower you guys with knowledge. Straight from the source, this resource.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. It's more than just like the legal steps, you know? It's about support and having agency through the entire process. For example, did you know you can actually report anonymously?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And they emphasize getting the right support even before you make a formal report.
Yeah.
We're also going to cover what to do if the assault happened in another country. Which is...
That's a really important one.
It is, yeah.
It's clear they put a lot of thought into this resource.
Yeah.
And all the complex situations that somebody might be going through. Yeah. Yeah, right away, the very first thing I noticed was just this immediate focus on safety.
Right.
Like, if you are in immediate danger, call emergency services.
First and foremost.
Right, that's absolutely paramount. But then it moves into this, you know, really strong emphasis on seeking support. Acknowledging just that huge emotional toll that sexual violence takes and validating those feelings of fear and anxiety or, you know, even shame.
You know, it's so important because so often after a traumatic experience like that, people can feel really isolated and alone.
Right.
And so this resource is saying, you know, connect with somebody that you trust. Could be a friend, a family member, or, you know, there's also the New South Wales Sexual Violence Helpline. And they really emphasize doing this before going to the police.
Yeah.
If that feels right for you.
Yeah. I mean, having that support system can make a world of difference, right?
It really can.
But I'm curious, like, why do you think the resource puts so much emphasis on having that support in place before you go to the police? That's a good question. It's almost as if they're recognizing that reporting sexual violence is a really personal process. And, you know, having that solid foundation of support can really help somebody feel more grounded and prepared to deal with what can often be a complex and emotionally challenging system.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the actual reporting itself.
Yeah.
What I found interesting was how the resource really hammers home this idea that reporting is a choice. This is your choice. Like, there's no pressure.
Right.
You can stop the process at any time.
At any time.
Or even withhold information that you're not comfortable sharing.
Yeah.
You know, it really emphasizes control and autonomy.
I think it's so refreshing to see that level of sensitivity. You know?
Especially
when you're dealing with the legal system,
right,
which isn't always known for being particularly well-sensitive. I think it's crucial for survivors to feel like they have choices in this process. It can help restore that sense of agency and control that was taken away from them during the assault.
Yeah, that's such a good point. It's not just about, you know, following a set of procedures. It's about, like, reclaiming your power in a situation where you might feel like you've lost all control.
Exactly.
But of course, reporting can have potential benefits too, right?
Absolutely. It can provide a sense of relief. It could be a path towards seeking justice. It could be a way to potentially prevent the perpetrator from harming others.
Right.
And it may even lead to obtaining legal protection, like apprehended violence order, an AVO.
And then there's that added layer that if you are an adult and you're aware of a child experiencing abuse, reporting might be that child's only avenue for help.
Exactly. It's a heavy responsibility, but it highlights how reporting can truly be a lifeline for somebody who might not be able to speak up for themselves.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's say someone decides they do want to report. What are the practical steps that are outlined in this resource?
Well, first, they encourage gathering as much information as possible.
Okay.
So that would be like, you know, the the date, the time, the location, a description of the perpetrator, documentation of any injuries.
Yeah.
Basically anything that might be relevant.
It sounds kind of overwhelming.
Yeah.
I mean, I imagine that in the aftermath of an assault, like, the remembering all those specific details might be incredibly difficult, if not like impossible for some people.
You're right. And the resource acknowledges that.
Yeah.
That trauma can impact memory. And that it's okay if you don't remember everything perfectly.
Okay.
Every little bit of information helps.
Right.
But it doesn't have to be, you know, this flawless, detailed account.
Okay, that's good. That's reassuring. Yeah. It takes some of the pressure off.
Yeah.
So once you have gathered whatever information you can, what's next? How do you actually go about making the report?
So the resource says there are no time limits when it comes to reporting.
Okay.
Even if the assault happened a long time ago.
Okay.
You can still come forward. It also gives you really clear guidance on how to find your local police station.
Okay.
Through the New South Wales Police website.
Okay.
And here's something I thought was interesting. There's an online sexual assault reporting option.
Oh, that's interesting. What is that?
So it's essentially a way to document what happened with the police.
Okay.
If you're not ready for that direct contact yet.
Okay.
It might not be investigated right away, but it does create a record of the incident.
Okay.
It's all about, you know, giving you options and respecting your comfort level.
So it's kind of like a first step.
Yeah.
A way to, like, get the information out there without feeling pressured to launch a full investigation right away.
Yeah. And it can also be helpful for the police in identifying patterns of sexual violence.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
It sounds like they're really trying to provide multiple pathways to reporting, you know, recognizing that everyone's situation is different.
Absolutely.
And they talk about resources that are available too, right?
Yes, they do.
During the reporting process.
They highlight the option to request an interpreter if needed.
Okay.
And the ability to choose an officer you feel most comfortable with.
Okay.
So that might be male or female, a multicultural liaison.
Okay.
Someone from the LGBTQIA plus liaison team.
It's almost like they're trying to, like, anticipate those anxieties that people might be having and try to address them ahead of time.
Yeah, I think that can make a huge difference in somebody's willingness to come forward.
You know, right.
Knowing that the system is trying to accommodate their needs and really make them feel as safe as possible.
Right.
I think that can be really empowering.
We've talked a lot about reporting to the police, but there's also a section in here that's specifically dedicated to reporting child sexual abuse.
Yeah, the resource is very clear that if you are an adult and you are aware of a child experiencing abuse, reporting is crucial.
Yeah.
And it emphasizes contacting both the police and local child protection services.
Because in those situations, it's not just about, like, potential legal action, right?
Right.
It's about making sure that that child is safe.
Exactly.
And, you know, their well-being.
Reporting can trigger interventions and support systems to protect the child from further harm.
That's a good point. It's a really complex issue. But it's good that they address it, you know, head on in this resource.
Well, sure.
But, you know, one question I had when I was reading through this.
Yeah.
What happens if the assault happened outside of Australia?
That's a great question.
Like, does this resource offer any guidance on that?
That's a great question. And something that we were going to get to.
Okay.
It definitely adds another layer of complexity to an already challenging situation.
Right. Because now you've got different legal systems. You've got different resources.
Exactly.
Potentially even language barriers to navigate.
Right.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So what does the resource say about those situations?
So it says, even if the assault happened in another country, you can still contact the Australian police.
Okay.
They might not be able to prosecute a case that happened elsewhere.
Right.
But they can offer guidance and support.
So they can at least help you navigate those international waters.
Yeah.
Even if they can't directly intervene.
Exactly.
Legally.
Mm-hmm.
What about seeking justice in the country where the assault actually took place?
Yeah. So the resource recommends reporting the assault to the police in that country, if possible.
Okay.
It says it might increase the chances of holding the perpetrator accountable.
I can imagine that can be pretty daunting, though.
Yeah.
Dealing with different legal systems.
Yeah, different cultures, different languages.
Oh, yeah.
It can definitely be a challenge. But the resource says, you know, it's still worth considering.
It kind of all comes back to that idea of choice, though, doesn't it?
Right.
Weighing your options and making informed decisions. Mm-hmm. This resource really seems to place a lot of emphasis on that.
Yeah. It's a consistent theme throughout. You can choose to stop the reporting process at any point.
Right.
You can withhold information you're not comfortable sharing. Mm-hmm. You can even choose to report anonymously.
Right.
It really tries to empower individuals to make the choices that are right for them.
It's interesting because it seems to acknowledge that there's no single right way to navigate all of this.
Right.
What constitutes justice or healing can be so different
Absolutely.
For each person.
It doesn't dictate a specific course of action. It gives you a toolkit.
Yeah.
And it lets you decide which tools you want to use.
That's a good way to put it.
It recognizes that everybody's experience and needs are unique.
So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive into this resource, what stands out to you as the most significant takeaway?
You know, for me, it's the balance that the resource strikes.
Mm.
It doesn't shy away from the harsh realities and complexities of reporting sexual violence.
Right.
But it does so in a way that feels empowering rather than overwhelming. You know, it emphasizes support agency, the availability of resources, reminding people that they're not alone.
Right.
And that they have options.
It definitely leaves me with a sense of hope.
Yeah.
You know, that even in the face of something so traumatic, there is support available and a path forward.
Yeah.
And, you know, to our listener, remember that knowledge is power.
Absolutely.
Taking the time to understand these processes can really make a difference in how you navigate this journey.
Yeah. And never forget, you're not alone. Mm-hmm. There are resources available, people who care, and support systems ready to help.
Well said.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.
Thanks, everyone.